Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm nervous, as always, but I'm so thankful that I have the opportunity to preach Jesus Christ and that I've been called to do that. Jesus Christ, He is the hope of earth and the joy of heaven. Thank you, Janice, for picking out that song. And song I just sang. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. It's our belief on Him, on Jesus Christ's merits, that we can do His will and His plan for our lives. We've often heard or seen on football games the sign John 3:16. So let's turn there. Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, a Pharisee, who came to Him at night. My assumption is He didn't want the other Pharisees to know. And He asked Him to teach Him. And in verse, I'm just going to start at the beginning, chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto Him, Rabbi, we know that Thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles, and I do believe Nicodemus thought that Jesus was come from God. For no man can do these miracles that Thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter it the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Must be baptized by water and by the Spirit of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit of God. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And whoso believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." So God gave his Son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's turn to the Book of Mormon, third book of Nephi, where Christ gives us his doctrine. Last week, or a couple weeks ago, Brother Glenn preached, and he sang us a song beforehand, "I Believe." And the song talked about believing in that great someone somewhere. And he talked about how it was a very comfortable song. And most people could believe in that someone somewhere, no matter what their religion. What I'm going to preach about today is believing in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We're in the fifth chapter, page 634, fifth chapter of the third book of Nephi, verse 32. "Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, I will declare unto you my doctrine, and this is my doctrine, and it is the doctrine which the Father hath given me. And I bear record of the Father, and the Father beareth record of me. And the Holy Ghost bear record of the Father and me. And I bear record that the Father commandeth all men everywhere to repent and believe in me. And whoso believeth in me and is baptized, the same shall be saved, and they are they which shall inherit the kingdom of God. And whoso believeth not in me and is not baptized shall be damned. Verily, verily, I say unto you that this is my doctrine, and I bear record of it from the Father, and whoso believeth in me believeth in the Father also. And unto him will the Father bear record of me, for he will visit him with fire and with the Holy Ghost. And thus will the Father bear record of me, and the Holy Ghost will bear record unto him of the Father and me, for the Father and I and the Holy Ghost are one. And again I say unto you, ye must repent, and become as a little child, and be baptized in my name, or ye can in no wise receive these things. And again I say unto you, ye must repent, and be baptized in my name, and become as a little child, or ye can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you that this is my doctrine. And whoso buildeth upon this, buildeth upon my rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. And whoso shall declare more or less than this, and establish it for my doctrine, the same cometh of evil, and is not built upon my rock, but he buildeth on a sandy foundation, and the gates of hell standeth open to receive such. When the floods come, and the winds beat upon them. Therefore, go forth unto this people, and declare the words which I have spoken unto the ends of the earth." So we're to believe in Jesus Christ. We're to be baptized, not only by water, but by fire and the Holy Ghost. And we're to have faith till the end, become as a little child, and trust in the Father through Jesus Christ. Trust in Him for everything. For everything we have, for our trials, for our tribulations. We're to believe on Christ, on His merits, that He being perfect was sacrificed, rose again, so that we can raise from our wickedness, from our trials, from our troubles, so that we can be raised and perfected. Let's turn now to John chapter 10, verse 23. And I want to give you a little bit of history on where we are. Jesus had been preaching to a multitude, and the Jews didn't believe, and they were bothered. I want to give you a little bit of history before all this. Remember John. John was baptizing in Jordan. And it says in the Word of God that people came from all about the region of Jerusalem to go clear out to Jordan. It was miles and miles away. And so many people followed John. There were many people amazed by what he was doing. And it said, the Word of God says he did no miracle, but he spoke of Jesus, and he baptized Jesus. And then Jesus began doing miracles. And this troubled the Jews because they were used to tradition. They were used to having things just like this, daily. Daily schedule, this is the way it's going to be, this is the way it's going to run. But this Jesus changed everything. The day isn't written out. Your day is run by faith. And the traditions that were supposed to be met aren't being met. And this Jesus is trying to take authority away from the Pharisees and from the scribes and from the Sadducees, who were the people of authority, the Jewish people of authority of the day, of that day. And so they were troubled. They were frustrated. And they didn't believe. They didn't want to believe. They liked their darkness. And so I'm going to start in verse 23. John chapter 10, verse 23. And Jesus walked in the temple of Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Listen to these words, and think about whether you believe. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods,
unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of the Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan, into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. So these people, where he went to, back in the region of Jordan where he was baptized, he went back to those people and they believed. They believed. They saw that what John spoke about him came true. That this is the Christ. This is the man whose shoes latchets John was not able to remove, or however that goes. This is the man who none of us are worthy of in our own merits. And many believed on him there, verse 42. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. You know, I didn't know that Mary, until I read this week, that Mary, Lazarus' sister, was the one who wiped Jesus' feet with her hair, with her tears. Therefore his sisters, back to three. Therefore his sisters, that means Mary and Martha, sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of Man might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples, let us go unto Jerusalem again. To Judea. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? In the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Jesus wanted to fulfill the commandments of his Father. He wanted to glorify the Father. That was his will. He walked in the light all the time. He walked in the light. He did not walk in darkness. He never sinned. He always fulfilled the commandments of his Father. And he was showing them not to fear. Believe. Verse 11. These things said he. And after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days readily, or 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs long off. I looked up on my map, it looks like around 3 miles. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, "Lord, if thou hadst been there, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee." Jesus said unto her, "Thy brother shall rise again." Martha saith unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" And she saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, "The Master is come and calleth for thee." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "She goeth unto the grave to weep there." Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled and said, "Where have ye laid him?" Then said they unto him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." You know, I've always heard that. What's the shortest scripture in the Bible? Jesus wept. But I never remember hearing anybody say the next verse. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." Do you guys realize how much Jesus loves you? And how much he wants to raise you from the death of sin? And he wants to raise you as he raised Lazarus? Verse 36, "Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died?" Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if you wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was lain. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave cloths, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. Do you guys believe that he raised Lazarus from the dead? I believe it. I believe it with all my soul. That word lives in me. And you know, Jesus prayed for us. He not only prayed for his disciples and the people who believed in him in that day, but he prayed for us when he prayed to the Father. And he prayed to the Father in chapter 17 of John. Let's turn there. Chapter 17, verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and saith, and said, Father, the hour is come. He knew it was the time of his crucifixion. He knew he'd be nailed to the cross. He knew that people he'd called to be apostles would turn from him and deny him. He knew that one would even betray him. And he loved them all. And he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me in thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come unto thee. None as they are one. And you know, that's only possible by being baptized first and having that Holy Ghost. That's how we can become one. And believing on Christ, who made it possible that we have a way to the Father. Verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee. And these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. There's a scripture in the Book of Mormon that says, man is that he might have joy. And that's what that's talking about here. His joy, not fulfilling the lusts to receive of our flesh to receive pleasure, but his joy, and that he prayed for us here, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. So he's not praying that God would keep us in this one little space in the corner of the world, away from everybody, but that we should be in the world, witnessing of Jesus Christ by his life that is in us. They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So we need to read his word to be sanctified by him. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's us. He prayed for us. If we believe that Lazarus was raised from the dead, Jesus was praying for us. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one. That's the goal, being perfect in one with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. That's to us. And from the words of this Him, which is the words is from the Word of God. I know whom I have believed. and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Believe in Jesus Christ, that he is the author and the finisher of your faith, that he will fulfill that which you've committed to him. And if you haven't committed your life to him through baptism and received his Holy Ghost, do it quickly. God bless all you all.
Is this for me? I thought I was getting a gift there for a minute. A white gold wedding band. No inscription. Okay. I trust I didn't confuse any of you when I spoke about Thanksgiving earlier. Our Thanksgiving potluck will be on the 16th. Thanksgiving Day is actually the 27th. And our kitchen committee will prepare the turkey, and everybody else will bring the potluck stuff to go with that. So remember and plan for that, because that will be different than the luncheons that we've been having on other Sundays. So take your bulletin so that you know what's going on. I have an unpleasant duty this morning.